Chapter 14. Ryu's fingers clung to the edge of the wall opening. His feet dangled above the heap of fallen wood. He hoisted himself up and peered inside. The first thing he checked was the floor. It was solid. He'd be able to walk. The second thing he noticed was an eerie flaming lantern on the wall. He walked toward it. Without knowing why, he felt his hand traveling to his belt, the dragon sword summoning him. During his years of ninja training, he had learned not to question the urges that came over him at times like these. There were always reasons. He pulled the sword. At the same time, he heard a noise above him, a loud caw, like a crow. He looked up at the noise. It wasn't a crow. Far from it. As a child, Ryu learned that many scientists believe certain dinosaurs had evolved into birds. He had always doubted that. Not anymore. What flew towards him had no feathers. Its skin was brown and leathery. Its wings stretched out on either side like two fleshy curtains. And its teeth were long white spikes jutting from the edge of his beak. With another shrieking cackle, it swooped towards Ryu. But he didn't defend himself. Instead, he stepped toward the lantern. He fought against the voice inside him that cried out, "Fight back!" That was a human, mortal voice. What was driving him to the lantern was deeper than that, a spiritual force. "Why?" the moral voice begged. Ryu ignored it. He raised his arm high. The tip of the dragon sword glinted in the reflected light of the lantern. The flying creature raced toward him like a bullet. Ryu slashed the lantern with his sword. The lantern? What about the bird? He gritted his teeth, expecting the lantern to shatter. Instead, it dissolved. Just disappeared. The dragon sword glowed amber. Ryu felt a surge of energy. Yak! The bird was upon him. He thrust with the dragon sword once. All that touched him was a shower of sparks. The bird fell to the ground, a tangled mass of wires and computer chips. It wasn't an ancient species at all. The Chikayo must be a high-tech wizard, along with his other powers. Ryu walked to the end of the chamber, where a ladder led to a trap door in the roof. He climbed up and pushed the door open. A cold wind from the Peruvian Andes blasted his face as he lifted himself through. He was on a narrow ledge of the rock mesa, looking away from the jungle. Whoosh! A lock of Ryu's hair suddenly fell to the ground, neatly cut off. He whirled around. Standing before him was a hooded ninja warrior, holding a gleaming steel Ninja II sword. Around his waist was a black belt. "My name is Barbarian," the man said. "I have been looking forward to a challenge like this." Ryu unsheathed his sword. The two of them faced each other. Each expected the other to begin. Ryu knew that a battle like this did not depend on physical power. Whoever had the spiritual edge would win. He balanced his weight carefully. An image of the lantern flashed through his mind. The lantern had given him strength. He had looked to it in the way a man would look out of the darkness into the light. In his soul, he believed it would give him power, and it did. This was the strength of the spirit. He still had it. He could make the first move. He slashed. The dragon sword whistled as it cut the air. Black belt or not, Barbarian had no time to react. And before Ryu's thrust had completed its arc, the warrior was gone. Like the monstrous bird, he had just vanished. Ryu walked along the ledge. He followed it around the mesa until he saw another trap door. This one was larger, and a bright, brilliant light shone from within. As he stepped closer, a deep, rumbling laugh welled up. "Welcome, young soldier. Please do drop in." The voice was like the scraping of cement against metal. It made Ryu grit his teeth. Cautiously, he approached the hole and looked in. The harsh glare made him turn his eyes. He squinted and tried to take in the astonishing sight below him. It was more like an oversized jewel box than a room. The walls were made of carved gold, studded with diamonds that threw webs of light around the room. The floor was polished platinum, decorated with occasional ruby and emerald tiles. "No gawking, please. Would you like to enter my humble abode?" Ryu still couldn't see where the voice was coming from. He dropped through the hole, landing on one of the ruby tiles. At the far end of the room, there was a platform at the top of three steps carpeted with mink. On the platform was a throne that dazzled with thousands of inlaid jewels. Sitting on the platform, his chalk-white face framed by a hood of spun gold, was the Jakayo. "So, this is the first intrepid soul to have penetrated into my chamber," the Jakayo roared. "Ha! You are but a child with a child's luck." Ryu drew his sword. "I'm not afraid of you, Jakayo." "Then you will go to your death peacefully." Behind Ryu, there was a sudden thump. He turned to see a door opening in the gilded wall. "Let go of me, turkey," came a familiar voice. A heavily muscled guard came through the door. Flailing in his arms, trying to pry away from his stronghold, was the red-haired girl from the CIA. "How did she get here?" the Jakayo demanded. "She followed behind the boy, your omniscient," the guard said. "He laid several rooms to waste. I caught her as she was trying to climb the great ladder." "Where is your weapon, dunderhead?" the Jakayo bellowed. The guard drew a gun from his belt. The girl went stiff with fright. The Jakayo laughed again. "Now, my young swordsman, give me the dark statue, or your devoted Lady Fair will come to an unseemly end." Fine, Ryu thought. The Jakayo didn't know that Foster had given him only a replica of the statue. The problem was, would he be fooled long enough for the time of the Dark Moon to pass? Trying to look defeated and hopeless, Ryu lay the statue at the Jakayo's feet. "On your knees," the Jakayo thundered. Ryu ground his teeth. It repulsed him to kowtow to this barbarian. But if it would save a life. As his knees touched the ground, the girl blurted out, "Ryu, no! The statue is real! I gave you the real one by mistake! That's why they sent me after you!" Those were the last words Ryu heard as a trick door fell open beneath him.